Honey, I thought you should know that I finally did what you wanted me to do. Remember all those times you told me that you wanted me to fuck other men? Well, I thought that you were trying to get rid of me at first, but after all the years of you talking to me about it, I knew you were serious. Remember that even when you were fucking me, you would ask me what I would think of another man's dick in my pussy? You would even come, as you said to me, Mrs. Robertson, you sure are a good fuck. I know you like a lot of dicks in your pussy. Tell me that you like all the men's dicks in your pussy. I would sometimes tell you yes, even though I didn't want to think of anyone but you. You would come so hard when I said it. Well, guess what? I tried it. I've done it more than once. And I liked it. Oh, not completely at first. I had guilt feelings that I had cheated on you. I realized, however, that this is what you wanted. I finally let myself go, and I really enjoy it. Remember 2 weeks ago when I got back from shopping late? Remember how I was dressed when I got home? You liked it, and you wanted sex. You ate me, as you always do, and told me that I was the wettest I had ever been. Remember that? Remember that after you fucked me, I asked you to eat me out? When you hesitated, I told you that if I were to ever fuck another man, you would have to eat me. Well, as you ate me, you were eating not only your cum, but Brad's as well. Brad's in his 20s. I never thought someone his age would be attracted to an older woman, especially me. My heart raced when he flirted with me at the car dealer's. I met him 2 months ago. You had asked me to bring the car in. When he asked me if he could buy my lunch, I said yes. We ended up taking a very long lunch. That was the day you got your wish. You didn't know it. It has taken me a while to tell you. I know you'll forgive me for taking so long to tell you, since it's what you have wanted so badly. Honey, I've been a very bad girl. I think I like being a bad girl. As you know, we were both virgins when we got married. Let me tell you about the first time I ever fucked someone except you. I had never been with anyone else. I never wanted to. Until you kept after me. I just want you to be happy with me. Well, I rode with Brad to lunch since our car was in the shop. He took me to a sandwich place a few blocks away. I felt both nervous and excited when I rode next to him in his pickup. At lunch, he kept looking down my blouse. Normally, I would try to raise my top some, but I liked him looking. His knee brushed against mine several times. My heart started beating fast, and I was flushed. Neither of us finished the sandwiches. I sat even closer to him when we got back in his truck. He said that he wanted to get something from his apartment. It wasn't very far away. He put his hand on my thigh as we rode together. I didn't move it. Instead, I put my hand on his thigh, too. I had a knot in my stomach and a lump in my throat, but I knew that he wanted me, and I wanted him. Brad turned to me and kissed me when we stopped at his apartment. He asked me to come in with him, and I did. The door hadn't even completely closed when we began to kiss each other seriously. His hands were all over me. I was on fire when he held my ass in his hands. When he touched my pussy, I thought I would burst into flames. We undressed so fast, the clothes were just flying around his room. Brad sucked my tits, and I thought I would come just by his sucking. He really likes my tits. He licked my pussy, and he brought his dick to my mouth. I jacked his dick some, but now it was at my mouth. I just took it in. I licked it. I sucked it. I liked it. Now, don't get mad. I know I don't suck your dick, even though you've asked, but this was just different. Anyway, when he pulled out of my mouth, he pushed his big dick inside me. It felt so good. We kissed, and he sucked my tits as we pumped into one another. I would rise up to meet his thrusts each time. He really fucked me good. When I felt his hot cum begin to flood my pussy, I came. It was wonderful. I didn't even notice that one of his roommates had come in. Brad and I were both laying naked on the couch. Brad told me not to worry. His roommate brought us both a beer while we dressed, right in the living room. Brad's apartment is nice, even though it is a little small. He has two roommates. They like me too. Go figure. I'm old enough to be their mother, but they find me sexy. I like them too. They're all so cute and good in bed, or the living room, or wherever. If you want to hear the details, especially about their black friend, you'll have to eat me out when I come home tonight. I'll have a surprise for you. Your loving wife, Deb.